This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. It can be hard to remember those bygone days of shopping when we actually had to go to the store to pick something up instead of just clicking around online. But some retailers are finding people want to come in and shop and are flourishing because of it. Take Ulta Beauty. It's a makeup and skincare chain with more than 970 stores planned by the end of the year. Sales were up nearly 24% last quarter. Elizabeth Holmes is senior style reporter for The Wall Street Journal, and she looked into why Ulta is doing so well right now. Hey, Elizabeth.
Hi, Adrienne.
So for folks out there like my father who've probably never been inside an Ulta, can you describe the store? What are we talking about?
Well, for beauty enthusiasts, it's a destination and one not like any other in the beauty landscape today. It combines a mix of mass brands with prestige brands. So the stuff you might buy at a drugstore, like a good mascara, or you might go to a department store, like a nice foundation, you can get them all under one roof. And there's frankly no other place in the beauty landscape that you can get that kind of thing. And they sell a little bit of everything. They sell $2 lip liners. They sell $200 hair dryers. So it's a one-stop shop for a lot of beauty lovers.
How did Ulta convince some of these high-end makeup brands to share store space and shelf space with what I can run to my CVS and buy right now for a couple bucks?
Well, it definitely took some convincing. And even in my reporting and talking to some of these prestige brands, they're pretty cautious about it, right? They have worked very hard to build up a certain level of cachet, and they like to be seen in a Tony department store environment where people sort of get maybe dressed up to go shopping. And so
where we're willing to spend $20 on a lipstick. Or more.
Exactly. Exactly. And sit down in a chair and talk to someone. You know, that sort of old school way of beauty shopping is not necessarily how, you know, millennials are used to shopping. And so Ulta made the case, and, you know, Sephora's doing it too, saying, hey, why don't you come in and play around and spend some time in our stores? And these prestige brands found that there's a thing called mass migration. So if a shopper comes into Ulta and says, oh my goodness, you know, I am looking at this mascara over here, but look at this other slightly more expensive, nicer mascara on the other side of the store. And so they're converting shoppers that way, and that won them over.
At a time when so many other retailers are sort of struggling in this economy, Ulta's notched up some pretty dramatic sales growth. Why is that?
Well, so un-Amazonable, I think, is the highest compliment you can give in retail today. And that's what one Wall Street analyst called Ulta. And it's because the stores are a place that women like to go. They spend a lot of time there, 15 or 30 minutes, which is actually a big win in today's retail landscape. And they like to go to the store because they can test the lipstick. They can get a blowout. There are salons in every Ulta. Most Ultas also have a brow bar to get your eyebrows waxed or a facial station. So there's things you can do in the store and spend time. And people really like that. Also, they have a very robust loyalty program. So they're adding a lot of value to the spending equation without necessarily offering discounts off. And so shoppers feel like they're getting a good deal.
What else is driving the beauty sector more broadly right now?
Well, beauty is sort of immune to a lot of things that are plaguing apparel right now. There's no sizes, obviously, and there's nothing to make a woman sort of second guess. Exactly. And like looking, you don't have to look for a fitting room to try on your lipstick. It's also not subject to weather, right? So you can wear lipstick in the winter or the summer. And it's fun for a lot of women. They see it as entertainment. And it's fairly accessibly priced. You know what I mean? Even some of the higher stuff that can be kind of expensive, you can save your pennies for that. Whereas in apparel, you sort of get, you know, you can get into the high reaches and only a small part of the shopper base can participate in that.
What's the last piece of makeup you shop for?
Oh, my goodness. I love a good mascara, and it was really interesting. At Ulta, they had a stand in the middle of the aisle, and it was from Dior. And I said, what is this? And it was two different types of Dior mascaras that Dior was sort of testing the waters in with Ulta. And they were just trying two different mascaras, but then, you know, here is Ulta saying that we carry Dior alongside CoverGirl. And so I think it's a really interesting proposition and one that perhaps more brands should take a lesson from, that even if they don't necessarily think they want to share the same space as a different price points, that's how shoppers shop today.
Did you buy the Dior?
I did. It's really good.
Elizabeth Holmes is senior style reporter for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Adrienne.